You know who else holds Christmas together? At least family gatherings. It's the elderly. Those of you whose parents are still alive, or one parent is still alive, you know as well as I do, mom, or mom and or dad, they're the focal point of the family getting together. And you've often wondered to yourself, well, what's going to happen if that generation is no longer with us? Will we still find ways to come together as a family, at least during particular times of the year? In all of human history, and in many, many cultures even now, the elderly were the source of wisdom. The elderly were the source of knowledge. In their lives, they had gained skills. In their lives, they had learned many, many things that the younger people didn't have, simply by virtue that they hadn't been around that long. So an 83-year-old person in other cultures was highly respected. Highly respected. He was viewed as someone who knew much more than you did. Isn't it interesting that oftentimes the elderly in our culture are invisible? Man, who wants to talk to them? Right? What do they got to tell you? And furthermore, that cell phone that I hold in my hand, the palm of my hand, connects me to the knowledge of the world. I can look up anything. I can study anything. At any time, I can be anywhere in the palm of my hand. So the palm of my hand has replaced Grandpa. I don't need Grandpa. What's he got to offer me? All right, whatever he has to offer me is already out of date. Isn't it interesting? Many of you have heard me rail against cell phones for youth on this program. And there are many, many reasons. Well, this is another one of them. As long as I have access to any place, anybody in the world, why would I pay much attention to my great uncle, my great grandma, my aunt? Why? I can get anything I want through this. Find it out anyway. What you have to tell me about life, about people, about good living, I'm already taken care of, thank you. I've got this thing in the palm of my hand. And even if it isn't all that's in the palm of my hand, our culture has taught us, it relentlessly teaches us, that life is youth. Life is what you can do physically. You're not going to see 82-year-olds playing pro football. Life is being able to jump high and touch the rim. You know, no 70-year-old can jump and touch a rim. I'd like to say I'm going to be the first, but I couldn't even touch the rim when I was 23. Life, naturally, in our culture, has taught us that the older folks they're outdated. Long since outdated. And whatever they know isn't relevant anymore. But there's an irony to that. Since when does wisdom about other humans become outdated, huh? Christ lived 2,000 years ago. On earth, anyway. Are we going to say, yeah, so, you know, you read some of that stuff he said? I mean, no offense, but it's like 2,000-year-old stuff, you know? What relevance does it have for me? He didn't even have a Palm Pilot. You know? As I get older, I think I'm starting to understand things more than I did 30 years ago. Getting more of a natural instinct about social situations. But I also find that as I get older, what I have to say to youth is less well received because it's not modern. It's not up to date. It's not on a Palm Pilot.